I walked the 0.8 mile down Roe Avenue from where Walmart lives now to where it's going to call home on Roe and Shawnee Mission Parkway. It's going to be part of the Mission Gateway development, expected to open in fall of 2014. This Walmart in Mission will close the Walmart in Roland Park, which has been there since 1996. The walk was full of busy Roe Avenue traffic, well-kept homes. The whole thing took about 10 minutes. At the corner of Roe Avenue and Johnson Drive, facing Shawnee Mission Parkway, if you look to the north side of the street, you see Roland Park. There are sparsely inhabited businesses, including a cremation center and weight loss store, facing a dirt-filled lot covered in weeds on the Mission side of Johnson Drive. This empty lot will be the new Walmart, but it's this current stark scenery that has had residents and retailers on both sides of Johnson Drive anxious.
I'm just tired of all the fuss here, you know? I mean, something needs to happen.
Thomas Harris's law firm is one of the businesses on the Roland Park side of the street. He lives in Mission, but works and owns property in Roland Park.
And I've got mixed emotions about it all because of my, you know, residence in both places and having sat here and looked at this vacant lot for how many years now.
This lot used to be Mission Mall. In 2004, revisions to the FEMA floodplain map put the property Mission Mall sat on in a floodplain. There were major renovations needed to keep up the property. Around that time, Walmart stepped in and offered to build a Super Walmart store there. But the residents of Mission rejected the plan, saying they wanted the location to house a mixed-use property.
Essentially, the city said, look, you know, if you're going to put a discount department store, it can't be more than 50,000 square feet per level unless you're going to do a multi-level garage parking, and we really want to see more than that on the properties.
Tom Valenti is the managing member of the Gateway Developers of the Cameron Group. They ended up purchasing the land and demolished the mall in 2006, launching their plans for the Gateway Mixed-Use Development Project. While the City of Mission invested about $12 million in stormwater improvements for the property, the developers mapped up a vision for the corner. But the plan has been taking a lot longer than expected.
2007, when the condominium market went away because there was no more financing for condominiums, you know, we looked at converting the residential to multifamily rental units. We, in 2007 and 2008, when the economy turned even worse, you know, we were looking for alternative means of financing. We came up with the potential of including the aquarium and a hotel in the project.
That's right, an aquarium. 2 to 4 times bigger than the one in Crown Center, with talks of possible scuba diving classes. It was to be a regional attraction, part of a plan to use STAR bonds, a sales tax revenue bond offered to Kansas municipalities for major commercial entertainment and tourism areas. And there were still more spaces to be filled.
In 2010, when retailers were still not doing very much, we looked at increasing the office component of the project to a much greater extent. By August 2011, it was clear that that wasn't working. We hadn't signed a tenant yet. And lo and behold, Walmart came to us.
Now, even though Walmart came to them, STAR bonds are supposed to be used for bringing in new businesses, not as incentives for businesses to move from one Kansas town to another. And Roland Park didn't want to lose their Walmart, which is their number one tax generator. Valenti couldn't secure the STAR bonds, which got rid of the aquarium and hotel plan. But Walmart stayed on board. Walmart became the key element in securing and expediting the development's plans. It agreed to be part of a community improvement district, paying taxes with other retailers to bring in financing for the project. Valenti says there's been a lot of compromising.
You know, the city wanted an organic grocer in addition to the organic product that Walmart would provide. So, you know, the city really wanted that and was helpful with us in making sure that Walmart understood that we needed to have that kind of a retailer in here.
The Gateway development has secured Sprouts Organic Grocery Store, Toby Keith's Bar and Grill, Aspen Fitness Center, and they're still looking for more retailers. There will also be 300 residential units.
I'm telling you that the outside of this building doesn't look like any Walmart I've ever seen.
This 150,000-square-foot Super Walmart won't be made of cement blocks. It will be on the bottom level of a multi-level building with its own parking, but surrounded by other retailers.
Like along Johnson Drive, it will have storefront in it. The storefront will carry murals. There'll be a community message board and special lighting You know, there's nothing like this, especially with another grocer, especially with residential. I think this is pretty unique.
Roland Park has known Walmart was looking for a bigger retail space since 2004. Walmart had received tax increment finance incentives when it first came to Roland Park Shopping Center in 1996, but the spot was never built as a Walmart, which made it kind of a smaller hybrid-style Walmart store. Even though Roland Park made offers to improve on-site facilities, move tenants, make more room, Walmart turned them down, which bums Roland Park out. Not because of any personal love for the Walmart Corporation as a neighbor necessarily, though there might be some of that, but mostly because they'll be missing out on the sales tax dollars.
Somebody's got to get the tax dollars, you know.
Roland Park resident Teresa Boydston is on a walk too. Roland Park will lose $700,000 in sales tax dollars when Walmart leaves, which is no small number when your annual budget is $5.5 million. She says it's frustrating to be missing out.
You know, they're leaving us and they're just going like a mile away or whatever.
Though the loss of tax dollars is bothersome, Roland Park knows that if the Gateway development in Mission is a success, that it could create economic perks for the community as well.
It's going to be a benefit for the region. I'm disappointed that, you know, Walmart's leaving, unfortunately. They've been a good tenant, but I hope that project works out well.
Aaron Otto is the city manager of Roland Park. He says the success of the project could lead to higher property values and more people shopping at businesses on Row on their way to the development someday. But that day is not here yet.
13 is funded as we anticipate. So it's 14. The next budget we work on is when we start seeing those decline in revenues where decisions need to be made.
Those decisions mean cuts. And though there's talks of how this could impact the city's community center, police department, infrastructure, and other services, the exact impacts won't be known until the city council drafts its 2014 budget this spring. For Casey Currents, I'm Suzanne Hogan.